This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Sunday, January 3rd. God's word to you today is all sufficient. Our scripture reading is taken from Philippians 2, verses 9 to 11, and it says, "Therefore, God elevated him to a place of highest honor and gave him the name above all other names, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue declare that Jesus Christ is Lord." Amen. Every knee bows to Jesus. Your God is stronger than their God. There is no reason to be afraid. Say to yourself, calm down. There is no reason to be afraid. The second reason why you should not be afraid or worry is God is with us. Our God is not only stronger, but he is also with us. Isaiah 7 verse 14 says, "All right then, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Look, the virgin will conceive a child. She will give birth to a son and call him Emmanuel, which means God is with us." The world does not see Christ as we see Christ. The world may see Christ as an ornament or as an exclamation. Today, the world perceives Christ as a swear word. In some movies, when people say Jesus as an exclamation, it is bleeped out just like any other swear word. Unbelievable. The world sees Christ as an ornament or as an exclamation, but we must see him as the all-sufficient. He is the King over Jerusalem. He is the King over our lives, and he is here with us. There is no reason to be afraid because our God is with us. God is with us for a particular reason amongst others. God is with us because God wants to be for us. God is with us not to spectate, but to demonstrate his power. God is with us not just to be passive. He is with us so that he can be active. God wants to be active in your life. Like when Jesus was sleeping on the boat and the storm was threatening the disciples, they woke him because they needed him to be active, not passive. Do you not care that we perish? Of course he does, and he stilled the storm. God wants to be for you. Think about it. Can anything be better than knowing that God is with you? Think about it. Having the latest car without God being with you, or having the latest car and God being with you, which is better? Can anything be better than knowing that God is with you? No, nothing can be better. Isaiah 8 verse 10 says, "Call your counsels of war, but they will be worthless. Develop your strategies, but they will not succeed, for God is with us." Every counsel of war against you will be worthless, and every strategy against destiny will not succeed for one singular reason. God is with us. Isaiah 8 verse 10 from the Voice translation says, "Go ahead, devise your plans, but they will fail. Your proclamations won't matter, because God is with us." You know, do not try to stop the enemy. People are plotting against you in the office. Do not try to stop them. Tell them, go ahead, devise your plans, but they will fail. Not because of our size or strength, but because God is with us. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song. You are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be praised, my Redeemer. You are worthy to be praised. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, gfhlive.tv for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.